goeth now. Just a little longer, and we meet him in that sky. Can we sing that when his wounded heart touched mine? Praise God. Lord bless each one tonight. Give you a warm welcome. Let's sing this. When his wounded hand touched mine, praise God. Isn't God good? God is a good God all the time. Amen. His wounded hand touched mine. When his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. When his wounded hand touched mine, when his wounded hand touched mine, when his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. When his wounded hand touched mine, one more time. When his wounded hand touched mine, when his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. When his wounded hand, one more time, touched mine. When his wounded hand, let's sing it to the Lord, touched mine. When his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity. When his wounded hand touched one more time. When his wounded hand touched mine. When his wounded hand touched mine. Jesus set me free for all eternity. When his wounded hand touched mine. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight. If you have a prayer request, just lift your hand up before God and we'll see it. We'll pray for you and remember you in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time, the moment, when we knew the touch of your wounded hand upon our lives. Lord, truly you set us free for all eternity, for all time and for all eternity. And you've translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. Lord, we've come tonight to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, to say that you are Lord of our lives. Lord, we ask that you'll be in the service tonight, that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. We come against every demonic force and power in every life, in every home, and we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We pray for absolute liberty tonight. Lord, we ask for the moving of the Holy Ghost in this meeting. Lord, for the hands raised, you know every single need, every request. Father, we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will meet every single need, physical, financial, spiritual. Have your way in our lives, we pray. We acknowledge you tonight in all our ways, knowing you will direct our paths. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, guide our feet like the hind's feet. Make them like the hind's feet, we pray. Give us a fresh thirst, a fresh hunger after righteousness, for they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Have your way, we pray. We ask again for the backslidden, for those that's gone cold. We pray the Holy Spirit will move them and strive for them and woo them and draw them again in Jesus' precious name. Heavenly Father, just have your way tonight, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. She comes to everybody beside you tonight and say, God's going to bless you. Amen. Start out with the right confession of faith right at the start. Praise God. Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. We're going to read from the book of Acts. And I want to continue in the book of Acts. And just to say that maybe some people say we're hasty leaving here so quick and all the rest of it. Well, Brother Laurie gave me a word on Sunday. And the word from the Lord was, get out of here as quick as you can. And I believe it was at the Lord before that even. So that confirmed it. And look, I could say a lot of things, but I'm not going to, and I'm not saying where we're going, the absolute result. But that's for God's leading us for now. We need our own place. We need to pray serious about our own place. And that God will get us the right place where we can have service and everything and sanctify it for the Lord. But until then, we had to keep on going with what we have. Amen. So this will be the last Thursday night here, the Lord willing. We'll be in the Brooklyn Community Center. Scarborough. Just testing you. Want to see if you're awakened or not, but it's all right. Scarborough. It's a good job somebody's here for I'm sleeping. Scarborough Community Center. Next Thursday night. But we'll be here for Sunday. Here for Sunday services. Then next week we'll be in Scarborough Community Center. And just pray the Lord will have its way there. Praise God. Let's read from Acts 1. Verse 1 to verse 9. And I want tonight briefly to look at the last words of the Lord Jesus upon earth. And I'm not going to say anything you don't know, but I'm going to remind you again, we're going through the book of Acts. And I just want to bring out of it whatever the Lord, if he leads me to bring. You pray for us. It's down to you how well the preaching goes tonight. It's not down to me. It's up to you. If you show no response and don't pull, well then, you might say it wasn't a great service, but if you're hungry and you pull on the word, then God will speak back to you. And that's exactly how it works. That's why if you go away somewhere else and you think you've great meetings, the problem is people's pulling because they're not used to hearing you. I know you, sir, maybe you hear me too much, but there's nothing I can do about that, really. But God's good, isn't he? May we hear from the Lord tonight. Verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, been seen of them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Praise God, you may be seated. There's a couple of things I want to say right away. 40 days. After he rose, they had 40 days of a getting together. He was with them. And you know, William Branham said it could be a 40-day getting together when the rapture goes. 40 days. And then the other thing is, so many people today are so much worried about some doctrinal things that don't really matter. And when they were thinking about different things here, the Lord said to them, don't worry one thing about it, about these things. But what I want you to do is to spread the gospel into Samaria and the different places we saw last week and ultimately into the world. And I'll tell you what, if we were busy to spread the gospel and if we were in a movement that was busy to spread the gospel, they wouldn't have time to fall out with each other, and they certainly wouldn't have time to get carried away on a tangent, on a limb, on a branch, on a doctrine that goes too far. They wouldn't have time for that if they were busy with the gospel. But the sad thing is, many today have went on a branch too far. It was prophesied it would happen, and it's happened. But we need to stay in the middle of the road. And we need to, our focus needs to be back to the book of Acts. Now I want to look at this great statement, all that Jesus began both to do and teach. The great statement's divided into two streams, the Gospels and the Acts. So you have the Gospels and you have the Acts. And before and after the ascension of Christ, the Gospel concerned that which Christ began. That's the Gospel. Jesus Christ began the Gospel to do and teach. He preached and he teached. Amen. Some people say you can't be a preacher and a teacher. Well, that's a contradiction of Scripture. Jesus was a preacher and he was a teacher. Amen? And he demonstrated the gospel. Now, we cannot demonstrate it of our own selves. We need the Holy Spirit. And if he needed the Holy Spirit, we're not going to be able to do it without it. Because he didn't do it without it, he needed the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit come on him in fullness. But remember that the portion God's give us, everything's in it. It's the same Holy Spirit. There's not two Holy Spirits. It's the same Holy Spirit doing the same work. Now the Acts concern his continued doing and teaching by the Holy Spirit through the true church. So the Gospels, Jesus began that. But the Acts is after Jesus and went back to heaven. And the Holy Spirit, the works continued through men and women that is filled with the Holy Spirit through the church, his body. And when I talk about his body, I am not talking about the body that was on the cross. It's no longer on the cross. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the mystical body of Jesus Christ. And you can't join into it. You're born into it. And you're sealed into it by the Holy Spirit. And that's both doing and teaching, not one without the other. When Jesus Christ went back to heaven, it was not the end of his ministry when he went back to heaven, but his ministry continued. Now, when people talk about great men of God, and we all can appreciate men God used, and they talk about Brother so-and-so, the wonderful ministry, it's the ministry of Jesus. I believe God in the 20th century showed us again the ministry of Jesus. D.L. Osborne said, why did God do it again? He says, Jesus walked the streets of Nazareth, but he says, we saw him again, walked the streets of Phoenix. Now you might say that's some statement. It's not. It's the truth. Because it was Jesus Christ that done it through a prophet, a man of God. But it was the Lord Jesus Christ, the same minister, repeating again. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Now let's look at the difference between the Gospels and the Acts. Mark, John 16, verse 12 to 15. And I know I'm going to be quoting a lot from John, and we're doing a study in the book of Acts, but I can't apologize for that. Let me read you these scriptures. John 16, 12 to 15. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come. So Jesus Christ in the Gospels is telling them of something that is to come after he goes. But remember, it's coming in his name. And remember, God is a spirit. And there's only one spirit and one God. He will guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. That's why I say if the Holy Spirit has spoke through someone and they give a word to you or me, and that's really of the Lord, it will come to pass. Now, it doesn't matter if you stand in your head and you say, well, I don't believe it. That won't make it not happen. It'll definitely happen. If it's genuinely from the Lord, it'll happen. But if it's your own selves, if I give you a word from myself, which I could do because I'm only a man, you could give me a word from your own self. You're only a man. But if the Holy Spirit moved me or you to speak, then that could be God speaking. How many believes that? Now, I don't want you to get caught up with the idea it has to be tongues or prophecy or interpretation. We believe that. But God can speak from this pulpit when you're preaching this Bible. And God is a lot more speaking that way than any other way. And I'll tell you what, the word of God preached under the anointing will cast out more devils than anything else will. And that's a fact. And you'd say, brother, where did he get that stuff from? From Philip the Evangelist. He went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ. He never laid a hands on a person and the devils come out of them. And he never laid hands on nobody. There's power in God's word. Now we need to know that. We need to get a hold of that. That the word of God is powerful. There's power in God's word. And God can inspire your word. A scripture. Just like with my dad. Be still and know that I'm God. God inspired him. That's a short word. But it happened. And the Lord inspired me as well, the word. And it happened. And I tell you, God can, I'm sure, there's others here with testimony. God inspired you a verse or a word. Thank God for it. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive a mind showed unto you. Verse 15. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now the Gospels, Jesus Christ comes from the Father, descends to earth, and his earthly ministry begins. He says, I come from God, I go back to God. You remember when they quoted to him Moses. They quoted to him Moses. And he said, if you believe Moses' message, you know me. So they were Moses believers, or message of that time believers. And they could quote Moses, apparently, but they didn't know Jesus. Now Moses wasn't greater than Jesus, because behold, a greater than Solomon, and Moses is here. But if they really had to believe Moses' message, really. Now you don't condemn Moses because of them. Amen. Moses' message is true. Moses was a prophet. He had them signs. It wasn't Moses was wrong, but they didn't have the real revelation. Because if they really were believing Moses' message, really, they had a new Jesus, because Jesus said himself, he quoted Moses from the Old Testament, and he said, if you'd have believed Moses' message, you'd have knew me. So they claimed to be Moses' message believers, but they didn't know Jesus. And I'll tell you, for sad fact today, a lot of people claim a message, but they don't know Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, that's a sad, sad thing. Because the message, if it doesn't point us to Jesus, there's a problem. Now you know from the original source, that's where it points you. Straight to Jesus. It declares him. It reveals him. It shows him. But somewhere along the line, somebody's went off on a branch here and there and yonder, and they're not pointing to Jesus. And that's exactly these fellas. And then what did Jesus say to them? Before Moses was. You think Moses is good? Before Moses was, I am. What about the woman at the well? You think this is some well Jacob built? This well here. Well, before Jacob ever built this well, I am. Before all that, that's who we're pointing to. Amen. He's the one. Our focus is on him. John 13, verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. So people say he didn't come, he came from God and he went back to God. Jesus Christ crucified and died for us. He finished the work of the cross and he rose from the dead. We saw that over the Easter time. Now we have the Acts. So the Gospels, we see Jesus come in here as a man. Now we have the Acts. Jesus Christ returns to the Father, ascends to heaven. The heavenly ministry begins. Jesus Christ living and glorified for us. The continued work from the throne of God in heaven. You know, we have a high priest tonight, seated at the right hand of the majesty in high, whoever liveth to make intercession for the saints. What else does it say? He is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. The doing and teaching of Jesus is what he said and what he did. His words and works were of the Father. John 12, verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment that I should say and what I should speak. May God help us to speak from the Father, not ourselves. John 14, 10 to 13. Believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me. He doth the works. God was in him. God was in Jesus. Jesus told us, God's in me. God's doing the work. I'm not doing it. God's doing it in me. Now that the Holy Spirit is here, the Holy Spirit's doing the work. Because that is the Spirit of God. God in the Old Testament above us. God in the New Testament walking with us. Now in this dispensation from Pentecost, the Holy Ghost in us. Above us, with us, and in us. The union comes closer every single time to where we become like him. And we will see him, for we will be changed like him. Hallelujah. And this earthly shall become heavenly. For as we bear the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. And we will lay aside what we are and we will be changed. God will do it. I'll tell you, God will change us. You will be changed and you'll go. And God's going to do it. Transformed. Graves opened. Opened and emptied. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God is telling us by authority. Now you know, when it says greater works, it means more. More works. Now you say, brother, how could that be? Because you have a fella in Africa preaching. You have a fella in Ireland, England. How many knows what I'm saying? All over the world, there is men of God on the field right now. We might think, oh God, there's not much happening. God's working right now all over the world. There could be a revival happening somewhere right now. And I tell you, God's doing the greater works. But we also can believe for greater works because he's given us the authority, the permission. And how are we going to do it? By asking in his name. By believing when we pray that it shall come to pass. I want to encourage you tonight. Whatever you're praying for, maybe you're praying for somebody that's not saved. I want you to believe they're going to get saved. That they're going to come in. You don't know how many times that I'll cry and I'll rejoice when I think of our Rock, because when I witnessed to Rock, he went the opposite way. He couldn't have went no worse. He nearly got himself in jail, drinking, fighting, different things. But I knew, told him I'd claimed him. But I believe I said that under the inspiration of God. And the Lord got him. Now I know what he went too soon and all them things, but he's with the Lord. And I'll tell you, God's a reason for everything. But I'm glad he got saved, because imagine if he went, he wasn't saved. That's the main focus. The main focus, the most important thing, souls to be saved. Now, if we are the bride of Jesus Christ, hear me for a moment. If we are the bride, and I trust we believe we're a part of the bride of Christ here tonight, and we have the Holy Spirit, surely we would have a desire that Jesus had, and the desire that Jesus had, that it is not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. That's his desire. And he was love personified. Hallelujah. And may God help us to love one another and to love the unsaved. And not to look at them, not to look at them and say, boys, look at him or her and all. Look, none of us can do that. Because if you roll the clock back before you got saved and God changed you, I know for my own self, there's not a person I could condemn. Because I can say, like Paul, I was chief of sinners, but by God's grace, he changed me. He delivered me. And God can do it for me, can do it for anybody. And I want to have a desire. Now, may God help us. I believe we have a desire, but may give us more. That we will pray fervent prayers, we'll get it right, for our loved ones, real fervent prayers. And I want you to pray for all my children. William is close to come tonight, you know. He was close to come. I know God's working on him at times. God is working on that big fella at times. I need you young fellas that are saved to pray for him. Ask God not to give him a minute. To work on him constant till he comes. And he can play guitar, and I'll tell you what, he can sing. Now, he doesn't know it, but I'm going to tell you tonight, God's already training him, and he doesn't even know it. He's been trained now. You say, Brother Tom, you're beside myself. Isn't it a great job? I am. One day I'm going to be beside the King. Glory. It is absolutely clear from Scripture that the work and works of the Lord Jesus Christ will and must continue. And God sent great men down through the ages, and them men were for a time, for a season, and the Lord took them home to their victory and so forth, and they're going to receive a crown. But we're here, and we must continue the work. And we cannot look back in the history books what God used to do. We must believe he's still, Hebrews 13:8, the now, and the Psalms as well, very present help in the time of trouble. The Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, eternal God are mentioned in Scripture here. Look at Acts 1 again, verse 2 to 4. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost, gave them commandment. Amen. And I tell you, we need commandment through the same Holy Ghost. Glory. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, that you have heard of me. And you know that it's the Holy Spirit coming on them. They were promised it. Now, people say, I can't get the Holy Spirit, I can't get the Holy Spirit. God's promised you. Now, if we've been evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You say, Brother Tom, I don't know if I've got it yet or not. Well, I'll tell you what, if it was me, I'd keep at it till I got it. And I know you can believe for it by faith. I believe that. God could give it straight there and then. I believe that. I believe you've already had a portion of the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit's worked on you. But there is a baptism. A mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God could fill you in your seat. Now, I hope my wife doesn't mind me saying, but one night in Tully Leash. Tully Leash, I'm terrible with names. Tully Leash. Orange Hall, the Holy Spirit came in my wife one night in the meeting. Nobody prayed for her. But the Holy Spirit came mightily on her. in the service one night. And she knew it. And I tell you what, me and you went to meetings a few years ago. I was going to say a long time ago, but we'll not do that to you. But just say a couple of years ago. Add a few knots on the end of it. But we went, and I'll tell you what, they shaked it in them. They pushed it in them. They done everything. They done everything to get you of the Holy Spirit. But God don't work like that. God does not need a hand to baptize you. He is the baptizer. Did you hear that? I am not the baptizer. No preacher is the baptizer. The Holy Spirit is the baptizer. And I tell you, one night when none of that was going on, Yule, the Holy Spirit, come on, Brother Yule. Isn't that right, brother? And I tell you, he knew it. And the fleur knew it. And the devil knew it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we know that Jesus Christ was sinless, spotless, Son of God. He knew no sin, he had no sin. And he was absolutely led by the Holy Spirit. He had the Spirit. So most certainly, if he had the Spirit, he needed the Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus Christ for a few moments tonight. My time's gone already. But I'll be 5 more minutes because I want us time to pray. It doesn't matter if I finish everything. I'm not one of them preachers that have to finish all my notes, because that wouldn't happen, because I have a lot of notes. So we could be here for a long time. And then I'll go and I'll get more scriptures and readings, and it keeps happening, it keeps going. Because you see, a fella told me one time, he says, you know, if you have good meetings on a Sunday, watch on the Monday. So after I heard that, you're better coming right back at it on a Monday. Full steam. So you'll not have any time to worry about what happens on a Monday. You'll be too busy with the Lord. And then you'll have no more worries. And then Tuesday will be Thursday before you know it. That's the best way to work it. Never worry about bad times on the Mondays. Have a good time with the Lord. He was born of the Spirit. Luke 1:35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now this is where you separate from Trinitarian doctrine in this scripture here. Now hear me out tonight. And I know there's three in the science, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We believe that. We're not against that. But when it comes to three persons, no. Because the Bible is clear that the Holy Spirit is the Father of Jesus. And the same Bible says that God's his Father. And he doesn't have two fathers. Amen. So the Holy Spirit and God's the same one. How many believes that? The exact same one. Now he was anointed with the Spirit. Matthew 3:16-17. You can write these if you want. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God ascending like a dove and lightning upon him. Now I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit definitely come on him. We cannot deny. I know people might like this verse, but it's in the Bible and you can't change it. It's there. The Holy Spirit come on him. Now you know that John said, on whom thou shalt see the Holy Spirit coming and remaining. That's him. Now hold that for a minute. Think of that. That's a bit like Paul meeting Jesus, isn't it? Now understand what I'm saying here. Paul met Jesus and he still hadn't got the baptism. Right? And John says, whom you see the Spirit coming on, that's the one. But yet with all, later on down the road, John's in jail and he's doubting. And he sends the message out, are you the one or do I look for another? But he's baptized him, and that's what he said. And he saw the Spirit coming on them. Why? Because he's only a man. And I'll tell you, Jesus says, you go and tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. And when John heard it, he knew. Amen? How did he know? Because the supernatural power of God was on Jesus and with him, that he could do them things. John worked no mighty miracles, yet John the Baptist was a great prophet. A great prophet. But he worked no many miracles. So you think, well, there's no miracles, so it's not God. Well, what would you say about John then? The Bible says that John worked no many miracles, but he came in the spirit of Elijah. You know, Jesus said, if you can receive it, this is Elias that should come, John the Baptist. And you know, that's the third time, the coming of the spirit of Elijah. Then it comes the fourth time on William Branham. Then it'll be the fifth time with them two messengers to Israel. Five times the spirit of Elijah. Well, I tell you, he had the Holy Spirit. Now, here's another thing. He was filled with the fullness of spirit. John 3:34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. He didn't have it by measure, but the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Colossians 1:19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. Now, here's another thing. He was led by the Spirit. Matthew 4 verse 1. Then was Jesus led in the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. I can never understand that, but it's in the Bible. Many times, the devil will tell you, other brethren will tell you, you're going through an awful time. There's a problem somewhere. Why? Why is there a problem? When you read this Bible, why is there a problem? Because the spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The same spirit in the Old Testament led Moses right into the camp of the enemy. What about Job? God proved that he had a man would serve him. And look, the things happened to Job, but he's a man after God's own heart. So don't ever get, I'm guilty of it, my own self. I'm telling you from my own experience. There's a statement Spurgeon made that really helped me a lot. And C.H. Spurgeon said that when he was gone through his most temptation times and times of trials, when he had his best meetings and the most people were getting saved. Now, don't think I'm trying to think I'm anything like Spurgeon. I'm not. But I'm just telling you. You can go through hard times and think, boy, the Lord's left me. The devil wants you to think that. God's as close to you as he ever was. And I want you to know that the God on the mountain is still the same God in the valleys. Praise God. I'm going to have to close. I'm not finished, but I'm going to have to close. And we're going to come and pray tonight. And I want you to be encouraged that the Lord's with you. Boy, you can go even further. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always to the end of the world. Amen. The Lord's with us and he's coming again. And I want you to pray for me. I'm going to preach tomorrow night at Seskenore Pentecostal Assembly. It's a few miles away. Pray for Brother Trevor. I wanted to try and get him to come. So many testimonies. Brother Gary can tell you healings and things God's done. But pray for us that the Lord will help us. And anyone wants to go along, let me know and you can come along and support the service. And we'll be here Sunday. This will be our last Sunday here. This Sunday morning and evening. And may the Lord just undertake. Let's come and let's seek the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love and your truth that you've showed toward each and every one of us. Lord, we believe your word tonight. We know that your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Here a little, there a little, so is the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. The heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away, not one jot or tittle, till all be fulfilled. Lord, we see you're fulfilling your word in this earth before eyes. We know that Israel is a time clock. And Lord, everything the way it's sitting, wars, rumors of wars. And Lord, your church, many, the love of many waxing cold. You said it's the sign of the end. Many departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Lord, I pray you'll keep us as the apple of your eye. Pray you'll cover us, everyone, with your precious blood. Bless from the youngest to the oldest in this room tonight. The young people, the older people, the middle-aged people, every single person. Bring them in, each one of us, into your perfect will and plan. Bring us into everything that you want for us and have for us in home and relationships, financial and way of a meeting hall. We bring it all before you tonight. And we're asking it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying, Lord, especially for every son and every daughter, every mother or father, Lord, all that's near and dear. We think again of Mrs. Bruce tonight. Lord, we're asked for mercy for that dear woman, that you'll speak to her, that you'll move upon her, Lord Jesus. Bring her to the saving knowledge of the truth, we pray. Touch her as well, Lord, and raise her up. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Save all of our children, Lord. Move on them. Cover them with your blood. And all the grandchildren, cover them with your blood. Save them. Bring them in, we pray, Lord Jesus, for we know the hour's late. The time is at hand. Lord, we know that the catching away could take place at any time. Help us to be ready. Fill us, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Help our lamps to be trimmed and burning. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost and fire. We know you promised an outpouring, a move before we go. And Lord, we're looking for it. The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We know no man can bring it. No man can produce it. But you're the one that sends it and brings it. We ask you for mercy, Lord, tonight, and grace in the time of need. In Jesus' precious name. Meet every single need, we pray, at this time, and grant wisdom and guidance to those in this country in authority and other places that's in charge around the world in authority. Grant wisdom and guidance, we pray. Bless Israel, we pray. Let the angel of the Lord be around them and near them. And bless all our nurses, doctors throughout the land. Father, have your way, we pray. And for the move we're making in this time, confirm everything. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Have your way in that service tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to seek the Lord.